I was expecting them to go well now, you know what I mean? But it was a very tight final, like, you know. I was expecting if I got a place into it now. There was a couple of very good dogs in it, you know. But my lad seemed to step up on the night, you know. And he won it.
Were you pretty confident going in then?
I was confident that he'd make the bend, you know, the first bend, and then hope that there'd be trouble behind and get away on him. Like, it was worked out well, like.
Absolutely. And you also had Ordinary Joe Soap in the kind of earlier rounds there. He was being praised and looked like he might be the one to go all the way. And Son of Sons really sort of came out of nowhere, from my reading of it anyway.
Yeah, well, Son of Sons has always had the early pace. Like, Ordinary Joe Soap, he's early and he stays, like, you know. To me, he was a better dog going in, like, Ordinary Joe Soap. Your man sort of stepped up to the game. He's very quite calm dog, you know.
And when you saw JT Wexford getting beaten in the semi-final, that was quite a big shock. When you saw that happen, did you think, you know, there is a chance here now that, you know, the unbeatable can be beaten?
Yeah, I did, because when the dog got to him, he couldn't get by him, like, you know what I mean? Like, he was led there, like, and the Northern Ireland dog beat him fair and square on the night in the semi-final, you know. I taught myself then, and I have a chance of going in if I can clear him and the Northern dog on the rails. Even if I could push him in, my dog was going to be coming in to the first end, like, you know, and get around. So worked out exactly, like, it was catch me if you can after that.
And do you think that it helped that, you know, we were speaking to Bridget Whelan there recently enough, and she was saying that, you know, an awful lot of the bigger trainers weren't coming down to Enniscorthy recently just because of the restrictions in place, and it kind of gave local trainers a bit more of a chance then to, you know, put their dogs into big races like this, and it was a great opportunity for the likes of yourself to get a big win on the board.
They've been sending it for local trainers, you know, because it's such a big stake in Enniscorthy, like, you know, it's been a great stake over the years for some fantastic dogs, you know, that went on to win numerous classics, like, you know. And to win one of these prestigious stakes, like, it was fantastic, you know. Any of us could have won it, like, you know.
And tell us a bit about your story. How long have you been training dogs now?
I've been in dogs sort of since I can remember, like, you know what I mean? But not training strongs now, you know what I mean? Doing a little bit of course, and I had dogs in the 80s and then I had to go to work and whatever, and I gave up dogs, then got back into dogs, and I started breeding dogs and raising my own dogs and that, you know.
And how many do you have now?
4 or 5 here in the yard, and I've a bitch due to pup, and I've a few pups down the country, and they're getting reared with the mother of Sons of Sons, actually. She's another litter down there, like 4 months old.
Another champion on the way, maybe?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
And listen, just tell us a little bit about looking after the dogs, because obviously, you know, the whole world has gone crazy for the last year and a little bit. So has it been difficult to look after the dogs? And, you know, obviously you would bring them for these big long walks and stuff like that. And has training been impacted by COVID?
It's been a little bit tense, like, you know, training dogs. Like, at first, when we came into COVID, we were closed down here. Like, it was very hard to school dogs and that, you know. But then they lifted a bit of a restriction and we were able to get back to schooling dogs, because the dogs need plenty of exercise, you know, especially greyhounds. They're pure athletes, you know. Thank God we're back racing. You know, like, we were never stopped sort of racing, like, you know, it was just confined. Like, I suppose everything was confined, but we're lucky to be racing at all, like, you know, so I'm thankful for that.
Listen, obviously, you know, there has been these stories about Enniscorthy possibly closing by the end of the year. I know Bridget was telling us there is going to be a review at the end of the year to see how things are going. And that would be a big blow for a local trainer like yourself to lose a greyhound stadium in the county.
There's hundreds of local trainers in the whole county of Wexford, like, and Carlow, Wicklow, that use Enniscorthy, and it'd be devastation. Like, what are people going to do with the dogs? Because there's a lot of people going to have to just finish racing. The cost of things at the moment, like, is atrocious, you know what I mean? The diesel wise, you know, all this comes into consideration, like, you know, and it'd be an awful blow to the industry, like, the county of Wexford alone, like.
Listen, hopefully when stadiums are allowed to have punters back in, that people will go down and support local trainers like yourself and, you know, hopefully see the next big champions for the next big races. So what's the plan for Son of Sons now? Do you have any sort of idea of, would you like to sell him on, or is he going to stay in the yard there with yourself?
Well, if the right offer comes, I'd sell, but if not, it don't really matter, because I'll give him a trial in Clonmel and maybe go for the project set, which will be coming up shortly, you know. That's the plan anyhow, so like he'll never be left out, like, you know what I mean? That's one thing anyhow.
And what's the plan for you now? Obviously, it's a bit like horse racing. It's a bit like Rachel Blackmore winning yesterday. She has to go out, probably racing out again today. So I guess the focus is just on the next meeting for you.
It's just getting the dog, keeping him in such a good physique, you know. And make sure everything is all right before we start again. To travel, even just to travel outside the county, like this, you know, people don't like to be travelling. They like to stay in their own community, like racing, you know. If they can, like, you know, but when you get good dogs, like, there's great trainers in the county of Wexford, like, and they're great dogs, you know, as good as anywhere, like.